Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. A lot of college basketball coming up on the show today. We got our guy, Isaac Shade, going to join us in a little bit, going to get his thoughts on today's college basketball slate. Matt Horner going to join us later on in the show during Lions Den, get his thoughts as well. Love these Tuesday, Wednesday slates that we got in college basketball. So plenty of that upcoming. Also going to look at the Mexico Open this week on the PGA Tour. No really big names teeing it up, but that presents a lot of value. Maybe some long shots that we'll be able to cash in Mexico this week. And then we continue our MLB previews in the NL Central today. We look at Paul Skenes and the Pittsburgh Pirates. We wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Send it in to us. You can follow us at the BetMGM Network. You can hit us up on YouTube, on Twitch, on X, wherever you want. Send in your questions. And if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. We go to the Glasser guest line. His Glass is in session. We check in with Isaac Shade, host of Locked On College Basketball, Locked On Heels podcast as well. Make sure you give him a follow on X at Isaac Shade. Isaac, I wore my Carolina blue for you today, my friend. I love the new background as well that you got going there. So
thank you. I am in a deluge of snow right now at Shady Acres, and so I'm home with my family today. We just finished off MasterChef Junior. Who knew? It's a thing. Okay, there we go.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, Isaac, before we talk about tonight's slate, obviously we had some big results on Saturday. When we had you on last Tuesday, we were talking about the SEC showdown, Auburn and Bama. Auburn comes away with the 94-85 victory. Did that just solidify for you that Auburn's the team to beat right now in college basketball?
100%. Like, a lot of people were saying, like, does this mean that now Auburn is the clear number one team? No, they already were clearly the number one team by a margin. This, as you just put it, PJ, solidifies it, especially because it was in Tuscaloosa, man. What a great game. I love that we get the rematch to end the regular season back in Auburn. That's going to be great. I mean, Auburn could legitimately lose two more games and still hold the number one overall seed. Like, that's how much separation they have. We're into the back nine and they're up four strokes, right? And so they could give up a stroke or two and still be comfortably in the lead.
I think what's insane about Auburn, and I've been telling this to people, Isaac, like, their strength of schedule, man, and the wins that they've had. Like, you go on KenPom, they've literally beaten, like, all the top eight teams. Duke, or they played them at least. Duke, Houston, Iowa State, Bama, Florida, Tennessee. I mean, they've played all these teams. The fact that they're 23-2, pretty impressive. One of those teams they have played is the Houston Cougars, who are also starting to heat up. They had a big win over the weekend against Arizona. They play in Tempe tonight against ASU. Isaac, here we go. Another season, right? Mid-February, all the metrics love Houston. They're passing the eye test. Their defense is incredible. Does this year feel different at all? You know, they've had years where they've had some injuries to Sasser and Jamal Shedd. Like, if this team stays healthy, you think they're good enough to win the whole thing?
I don't, unfortunately. And that's because this team doesn't have a Sasser or a Shed. Like, LJ Cryer is a phenomenal basketball player. Milo Suzan has been a nice floor general, but neither of them are the caliber of just absolute dude that Marcus Sasser was or that Jamal Shed was. And man, I hated those. Like, that was a Final Four team last year. Unfortunate injury there for Shed and ultimately losing to Duke, who then lost to NC State. What? Anyway, I still can't figure that one out. But I do think this is easily a second weekend team. I just think that they don't have, like, if the bracket breaks, absolutely, because the defense is always strong enough with Kelvin Sampson. I just think they're lacking that floor general of the caliber of Shed and Sasser.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, let's look at the Big Ten tonight, Isaac. We got two really good matchups. Purdue at Michigan State. Boilermakers are a 3.5-point underdog. And then we got Illinois, who I believe has jumped up to a 4.5-point underdog now. Ooh. Against Wisconsin. Both Purdue and Illinois are looking to overcome home losses over the weekend. Isaac, which underdog tonight would you rather take, the Boilermakers or the Illini plus the points?
Give me the Boilermakers, man. I know they're coming off that loss this weekend, but this is less about Purdue and Michigan State and more about how under the radar Wisconsin is. I just think that people are really sleeping on John Tanjay and this whole crew and what they do. When we think about a classic Wisconsin team, it's all about the defense and shutting you down. This team is really, really high level offensively. Illinois just got some bad news that was reported Monday. Merez Johnson, a freshman, you know, second leading rebounder, tied for the team lead in blocks per game. Had a great block over the weekend, came down, braced his fall, and broke his wrist. So that's an indefinite injury. That's a blow to the depth for sure. Illinois has been just kind of up and down, struggling a little bit, but Wisconsin is so solid that that's more what makes me want to choose Purdue in this match. And that's the game I'm more excited about, man. Like, a Matt Painter matchup against Tom Izzo, who just become the Big Ten's all-time leading winningest. I mean, it's crazy stuff. I'm more excited about that game, and I trust the Boilermakers more than I do Illinois.
Man, Purdue, it's not often they're staring in the face a three-game losing streak, but that's what they got tonight when they're on the road in East Lansing. So that should be an interesting one. Isaac, let's turn our attention to the SEC. Every night in the SEC, we get a ranked matchup, and tonight is no different between Texas A&M and Mississippi State. Bulldogs are 2.5-point favorites. Both these teams are very similar. They're hard-nosed. They're good on defense. They're physical. What do you make of this game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to describe both of these teams. Again, a great coaching matchup here. And it's funny, you look at Michigan State, rewind and then fast forward back to this one. Mississippi State, they're 6-6 in the SEC. And it's like, wait, I thought Mississippi State was great. Well, here are their six SEC losses. Number 1, 2, 4, 6, 15, and 17 in the nation, Pete. I mean, it's just that alone encapsulates the absurd gauntlet that is the SEC right now. I actually like A&M in this game, and partly it's because I know they're on the road in Starkville, but they're the number one team in the nation in offensive rebounding percentage. They are the second in the SEC in terms of points per game allowed, behind only Tennessee, sixth in the nation in defensive efficiency. I mean, there's just so much that A&M does well. The question, the variability, is the Wade Taylor IV roller coaster ride that we sometimes see. If it's the good version of him, then I really truly think the Aggies take this one on the road. But that backcourt matchup between he and Josh Hubbard is going to be electric.
Isaac, tonight in the Big 12, we got some uncharted territory with number 23 Kansas. We usually don't see them that far down the AP poll, going up against BYU tonight. Kansas 3.5-point road dogs, man. There's a lot of heat around the Jayhawks right now. I've seen so many people on X saying they wouldn't pick this Kansas team to even win a game in the tournament. At the end of the day, though, they still have Bill Self. You would figure the Jayhawks are going to probably play pretty good tonight. Do you think it's going to be enough to keep it within the number against BYU?
Here's the problem. The state of Utah is wrecking the state of Kansas right now. Last night, Utah upset Kansas State after K-State's just short-lived bubble appearance, because they also lost to BYU over the weekend. And now the same thing is maybe going to happen to Kansas, because Kansas loses at Utah over the weekend. And now they got to go into the Marriott Center against a BYU team that seems to me to be really figuring out their offense. Yegor Damon is one of the best freshmen in the country. All sorts of great attributes to his game. Very tough place to go and win. Yes, it's Bill Self. But man, how could you pick Kansas on the road at elevation with what's going on right now, I feel like I got to go with a desperate BYU team. Keep in mind, and this is a great moment for me to say, this is a bubble team right in the thick of it right now, BYU is. This time of year through Selection Sunday, I put out a bubble team cheering guide every day on social media. Folks, if you want to know who to cheer for, if you're a bubble team, go look at that day in and day out because that'll be there. BYU is smack in that mix. Now, if you're a bubble team, you need Kansas to win this game, but I'm not hopeful. Give me the Cougs.
All right, love it. Isaac, as people know, watch the show. You're a regular each and every Tuesday. We love having you on. So we thought we'd kind of give a little segment for you, have some fun with it. Call it Shady's Play of the Day. Isaac Shady's Play of the Day. So what is the Shady Play of the Day in college hoops tonight?
Today, I got to go with Texas Tech. The Red Raiders are in Fort Worth to take on TCU. 6.5 last I looked. I don't think that's moved around. Here's the deal. This Texas Tech team under Grant McCaslin is so locked in right now. I just talked about Wisconsin flying under the radar. The other team nationally that is right there in that conversation is Texas Tech, man. This team could win the Big 12, right? Like, that is a possibility. JT Toppin is on absolute fire right now. Do not mess with him, but they got all sorts of guys, Darion Williams, Christian Anderson, a whole cast of characters that is locked in. They're connected. They know what they're doing. Give me Texas Tech to win by 8 to both win straight up and cover that 6.5 spread.
Absolutely love it. Isaac Shade, host of Locked On College Basketball, Locked On Heels podcast as well. Make sure you guys are following him at Isaac Shade on X as well. And man, looking real good with those shades. Isaac, always appreciate you joining us, man. We'll see you next Tuesday. Looking forward to it.
Pleasure, PJ. Have a good one.
Yeah, man. You as well. All right, guys. Let's talk more of this college basketball slate as we go off the glass. We got a lot of great games tonight. We were going over a bunch of them with Isaac. We'll start with a game in the Big East. We got Villanova going up against UConn. The Huskies, 9.5-point favorites tonight with a total of 137.5. Now, this line opened up at UConn -7.5, and now it's up to 9.5. I still think anything under the 10, probably a good bet with UConn. Now, I did bet them early yesterday at 7.5. Obviously, like, better at that number. But this is what UConn's done all season long. They've kind of been like a seesaw-type team, right? Whenever people are ready to believe in the Huskies, like after they have a big win at Marquette, big win at Creighton, it seems like they follow it up with a dud, with a loss to Seton Hall. They go to the Maui tournament. They lose 3 games. They come back home. They play Baylor. They win that game. They beat Gonzaga. So this is what UConn does. They're one of these teams that when everybody's ready to jump on the bandwagon again and they're starting to believe in this team, they let them down. And then when everybody's getting ready to leave them for dead, that's when they bounce back and have a good performance. So anytime UConn's coming off a loss, you always got to like their chances. I'm sure practice the last couple days was not enjoyable with Danny Hurley. I like UConn to win by double digits tonight, so I like the Huskies laying the number. Then we got a good game in the Big Ten tonight. Number 13, Purdue, taking on number 14, Michigan State. Sparty is a 3.5-point favorite with a total of 148.5. I'm going to take Purdue plus the points, and I'm going to take them on the money line as well. This is just one of your classic games where I think we're overrating Michigan State a little bit, especially after their performance against Illinois, and we're underrating Purdue after their loss to Wisconsin. Wisconsin's on fire right now. Their offense is really good. They played the perfect second half against Purdue. And usually to win in Mackey Arena, you got to play perfect. And they certainly did in the final 10 minutes of that game, especially. Wisconsin shot the ball 71% in the second half. Probably not going to happen again. So Purdue, who's been a pretty good defensive team this season, just went up against a team that was a buzzsaw on Saturday. They couldn't miss any shots. Michigan State on the other side against Illinois, they were also hitting their shots. Jackson Kohler, who comes off the bench for them, usually isn't a guy that doesn't really score all that much. He had 23 against the Illini. So it was one of these games that both of these teams played on Saturday where Michigan kind of had the hot hand. Purdue was just unfortunate with the team that they were playing against. I think Purdue wins this game outright tonight. I like the Boilermakers, not only plus the points, but I'd look at plus 140 on the money line as well. Then we got that top 25 SEC matchup, number 7 Texas A&M against number 21 Mississippi State. Bulldogs are 2.5-point favorite, and the total is 143.5. If you listen to this show, you know that Mississippi State is one of my favorite teams to handicap because their SEC home schedule this season has been ridiculous. And they lose to the same kind of team always. They've lost at home this season in SEC play to Kentucky, to Alabama, Florida, and Missouri. All of those teams are elite on the offensive side of the floor. All of them are top 10 on offense, according to KenPom. And Mississippi State has been favored against all four of those teams at home. Mississippi State cannot beat teams with a high-powered offense. They just can't. Luckily for them tonight, they're going up against a team in Texas A&M that doesn't have a high-powered offense. Yes, they're the number one offensive rebounding team in the country, but they rank around 300 in free throw percentage and three-point percentage. So Mississippi State, this game favors them. The fact that they're at home, I think anything under the three is a good bet tonight. You just want to play it safe and take them on the money line. I think that's a good look too, but I think 2.5, you should be good. I like Mississippi State minus the points against Texas A&M. Then we got that matchup, Isaac's play of the day, Texas Tech and TCU. I'm going with TCU in the first half, plus 4.5 against Texas Tech. Red Raiders, as Isaac talked about, they're flying under the radar right now. They're one of the hottest teams in college basketball. Chance McMillan, their point guard, has been great. JT Toppin's been really good as well. I like Grant McCaslin, their head coach, a lot. But I worry about Texas Tech in the sense that they're just coming off a game where they beat Oklahoma State on the road by 40. And usually when you have a performance like that, the line's going to be a little overinflated. It feels like this should be closer to 5.5, 6. TCU's had an interesting schedule this season. All their road games are against every ranked team in the Big 12, and all their home games are against all the teams in the Big 12 that aren't ranked. So we really haven't seen them at home against a team like this. They're normally pretty good under Jamie Dixon at home, especially against ranked teams. So I would lean plus 7.5 full game, but I'm just going to take them in the first half at plus 4.5. Then we got Illinois plus 4.5 against Wisconsin with a total of 161.5. I like Illinois in this game, plus the points. Again, Wisconsin's coming off that big win at Purdue, and Illinois, tough home loss against Michigan State. It feels like Illinois has the ceiling of a Final Four team, but they just can't quite get it right. I think this is the game where people are kind of down on the Illini. They're high on Wisconsin. I'll take Illinois plus 4.5. Then we got Seton Hall at Marquette. Marquette laying 18.5 with a total of 134.5. I'm going to lay it with Marquette. It's a big number. I think they win this game by 25, 30 points. Seton Hall is one of the worst Power 4, Power 5 teams in college basketball. Their offense ranks 294 on KenPom. UConn, obviously, that was a big upset for Seton Hall. I think going on the road tonight against Marquette, maybe feeling the effects of that. I like a Marquette blowout win. Then we got Houston taking on Arizona State. Total has gone up a little bit from 133.5 to 135.5. I'm going to look at Arizona State's team total under at 61.5. Sun Devils are a team that can really struggle to score the ball at times, especially against elite defensive teams. So Houston's coming off that big win against Arizona. Maybe they have a slow start of their own. I think this is a low-scoring game, but I like ASU's team total under 61.5. And then finally, favorite bet of the night. It's going to be number 23, Kansas, plus 3.5. I like a money line against BYU as well. Now, this is one of those unranked teams at home who's favored over a ranked team, but it's got a different feel to it because everybody hates Kansas right now. Everybody. People don't even think they're going to win a game in the tournament. People say this is one of Bill Self's worst team in the last like 15, 20 years. You don't think Kansas is hearing that? You don't think they realize how people are thinking about them right now? This is a big game for BYU, a team squarely on the bubble. It's also a big game for Kansas. I like these teams that make these road trips and betting them in that second game. Kansas has been hanging around the state of Utah for the last couple days. They've gotten acclimated in. I would expect Kansas to really play well tonight. So I'll take them to win the game outright, plus 3.5, but also take them on the money line at plus 125. All right, let's talk some baseball as we look at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Before we do, our guy B Mills, quite a lot of plays that he likes tonight. I love it. All righty, PJ. Big card tonight, which could be good or bad. I like Texas Tech minus 6.5, Davidson money line, and my big plays are Air Force and Minnesota. Nothing on Air Force in Minnesota for me, B-Mills. The UCLA-Minnesota game is an interesting one. Probably would lean that way, but I didn't touch it. Texas Tech, I told you, I like TCU in the first half, so hopefully I cash that. You cash Texas Tech full game. And then Davidson money line against Loyola Chicago. I do like that one as well, and I'm with you. I'd probably just take the money line, wouldn't lay the 2.5 with them, but I think Davidson is the right side in that game. As for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the NL Central this year, obviously, when you think the Pirates, you think of one guy, and that's Paul Skeens, and he is the heavy favorite to win NL Cy Young this season. He is plus 210. The next closest guy is Zach Wheeler at plus 800. I mean, all indications are that Skeens probably is going to win the award this year. That's why he's this heavy of a favorite. You wouldn't think there's really going to be an innings limit on him this season with Pittsburgh. Obviously, maybe a little bit of a concern with him starting the season, maybe in some cold weather. This is a guy, even though he started his career at Air Force, he did pitch at LSU. So you maybe wonder how he is pitching in some colder games in Pittsburgh in early April, late April, early May. I think he's going to be fine. They were showing videos of Skeens today. I mean, his stuff is ridiculous. I think maybe the better bet with Skeens, and you're getting more value, is for him to just lead the league in strikeouts at plus 350 instead of betting him to win the Cy Young at plus 210. I like getting the better price. And again, as we know, Skeens this season probably going to average about 9, 10 strikeouts per game. So that could be another look as well. Also, I think the value with the Pirates this season is with their manager, Derek Shelton. The look at him, manager of the year. It feels like the National League manager of the year is going to come out of the Central, whether it's the Cubs, whether it's the Reds, the Cardinals, maybe even the Brewers who won the division last year, or the Pirates. But with the Dodgers being so good and with the Giants being, or the Padres being good, it's just going to be tough for anybody really in that National League West. Obviously in the NL East, the Phillies, the Mets made the playoffs last year. The Braves have an unbelievable roster. Maybe if the Nats get to the playoffs, you think about Davey Martinez. It feels like to me though, whoever you like in the NL Central to kind of exceed expectations the most, that's probably your bet to win manager of the year. And the Pirates win total sitting at 76.5. I think this is a team that could win 80 to 85 games if all things goes right. They have really good starting pitching with Skeens, Jared Jones, and Mitch Keller. If those three stay healthy, they're going to have a chance to win a bunch of games. And then look, their lineup is still young, and they're relying on a lot of their prospects to produce for them. But Brian Reynolds has been a good player. O'Neill Cruz, if he can stay healthy, has a ton of talent. Ke'Bryan Hayes as well. So the Pirates certainly are going to need more from their offense, but their pitching is really good. And if they stay healthy and they get the right breaks this season, I think this is a team that can win 80-85 games. So when it comes to Paul Skeens, I would look at him to lead the league in strikeouts at plus 350. And then Derek Shelton, I would look at him to win manager of the year at plus 700 as well. All right, let's talk some golf as we are golfing with Glasser this week out in Mexico. Puerto Vallarta is the city in Mexico that they're golfing in this week. It's the Mexico Open at Vedanta World. This is the fourth time that the PGA Tour is stopping here. And the previous three, it's pretty clear cut what you're looking for at this course, and it is driving distance. Guys that hit it the longest usually play the best at this golf course. Obviously, you're dealing with elevation in Mexico. This is going to be the longest par 71 on the PGA Tour. It's 7,456 yards. You got a lot of long par fours, three par fives, a drivable par four, some long par threes as well. So, you know, really the rough isn't all that penal. Like, you don't have to drive the ball well accuracy-wise, but it certainly helps you to drive it long this week. So driving distance, certainly a key metric. Course history is also a bit pretty big thing here. Even though they've only played this course three times, the guys that tend to play well here usually do year after year. So that's another thing to look at. And then I think that iron approach is going to be key this week. Again, there's not too much trouble around the greens, and these greens aren't all that difficult to putt on. So I think approach play and iron play is going to be more important than good short game this week. So we want guys that can bomb the ball, and we want good iron players. That's what we're looking at this week at the Mexico Open. And we'll start with Patrick Rogers at 22-1. This is a guy who's the three times that he has played here has finished in the top 10 all three times. He's coming off a tied for third performance this past weekend at Torrey Pines at the Genesis Invitational. So Patrick Rogers is in good form. He hits the ball a long way, and he plays this course pretty well year after year. So Patrick Rogers, our first bet at 22-1. Then we'll go with Nikolai Høggard at 45-1. Nikolai is one of the longest hitters on tour and one of the longest hitters in the field this week. He hasn't fared all that well at this course. He's finished 52nd and 33rd in his last two appearances, but I think that's why we're getting a 45-1 on him. Again, we're looking for guys that bomb the ball, and Høggard is certainly one of them, so I like him at 45-1. One of the better value bets, I think, this week is going to be on Carson Young at 66-1. Another guy that just hits absolute moonshots. And he has had good course history here. He's finished 8th and he's finished 15th. I think 66-1 is a good price, so I would look at him. And then my favorite long shot of the week is going to be Alejandro Tosti at 90-1 out of Argentina. He's 4th in driving distance of guys in the field this week. Hasn't played too much on the PGA Tour, but has shown some flashes and tends to excel on the longer golf courses. He did finish 10th here a couple of years ago. So if you want a long shot, Alejandro Tosti, a guy that I would look at 90-1. All right, let's go to the Lions Den. Check in with Matt Horner, who's joining us. Give Matt a follow on X at @sharp_score. @sharp_side_. Matt, you're making it tough on us. BetMGM Network writer. Matt, how's it going? Sharp_side_.
There we go.
Matt, you placed a bet today on the Cubs to win the NL Central. Tell us what you like about the Cubbies for the upcoming year.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, PJ, for having me on. I just feel like the Cubs did a really good job at addressing their biggest flaws from last season. As you know, they had a really inconsistent offense, and their bullpen was just disastrous. I mean, it cost them so many games in 2024. They added a legitimate superstar bat in the middle of that lineup in Kyle Tucker, a guy who had a 4.7 WAR last year despite missing so many games. He's over a 5 WAR career player. So legitimate superstar bat in the middle of the lineup. They also had a proven closer in Ryan Pressly that shores up, you know, two of their biggest problems, like I was just talking about. Porter Hodge, great setup guy. I think he's a great 1-2 duo with Pressly there at the back of that bullpen. Then there's talk about the team possibly trading for Dylan Cease. I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not, but imagine if it did. I mean, they already have two excellent starters in Shota Imanaga and Justin Steele. They have a solid arm in Jameson Taillon. So they add Cease. I mean, you're talking about a rotation that could be right up there with Pittsburgh, what you were just talking about, who I think has the best rotation in the division, but they'd be right up there with them if they were able to actually get Cease. Speaking of the division itself, it's kind of not that good, right? I mean, last year the Brewers won the division with 93 wins, and I think everybody knows that they massively overachieved last season getting 93 wins. Their win total this year, 82.5. That's 10 games below what they achieved last season. I think they have a lot of regression coming for the Milwaukee Brewers, and overall, I just think the Cubs are the most talented. I think they have the most potential, and I think they have the most assets in the minor leagues to trade for another star player. And that just leads into the potential. So at +140, I think the Cubs are the best bet to win the NL Central.
All right, very good. Matt, as we always do on a Tuesday, we got a loaded college basketball slate. What are some of your favorite picks that you have for us tonight?
Well, I got one pickup over on site, odyssey.com/betting. You can go check that out there. But I have a couple other picks for you here. I took Pittsburgh tonight, laying 10 points against Syracuse. Syracuse has a team total tonight of 68.5, and that's despite the fact they've scored at least 82 points in 3 straight games, and their team total tonight is 68.5. I think there's a reason for that. Pittsburgh's just 3-7 straight up in their last 10 games, and yet they're laying double digits. I think there's a reason they're laying double digits. So give me Pittsburgh -10 against Syracuse. You just talked about liking Kansas. I'm on the other side here. I'm just going to take BYU -3. I know it's a spot where Kansas, you know, they feel undervalued here. They want to go and show that they're still a fantastic team. They just can't score. They have been horrific offensively. BYU is a team at home that's been scoring tons of points. It just feels like to me that a lot of bettors are just going to see the number in front of the team and they're just going to bet them because they just automatically think they're better. They don't even think about it. They just say, oh, wow, plus money for a team that's 23rd in the nation and they're underdogs? I'll take it. I think BYU gets this win. Then I also took Xavier -6 tonight against Butler. Bulldogs have won 3 straight games as favorites, and now they're huge underdogs on the road. Butler's defense is terrible, and it just feels like a good spot to back Xavier here at home, laying a big number against the Bulldogs. So I took Xavier -6 there.
All right, very good. Matt, always great stuff, sir. Make sure you guys are following Matt on X. Let's try this again. @sharp_side_. BetMGM Network writer, does some great stuff for us. Matt, appreciate the time, man. Good luck tonight.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. All right, guys. Time to wrap the show. PJ's play is here on Send It In. Again, loaded college basketball slate tonight. The prop lock that I'm going with, we're going Liam McNeely over 15.5 points for UConn. Look, I just think this is a bounce back for UConn. Normally, when UConn plays really well, and especially if they're going to win a game by double digits, McNeely's usually going to be one of the big reasons why. So, coming off a pretty bad performance against Seton Hall, I would expect him to bounce back over 15.5 points for Liam McNeely. Dog of the day is going to be Purdue. Take them plus the points, take them money line. I think they beat Michigan State tonight. Wisconsin just played a perfect second half against Purdue. Got to give the Badgers a lot of credit. Purdue's a better defensive team than what they showed, and I think Michigan State is a worse offensive team than what they showed against Illinois. So I like Purdue tonight to bounce back. I like getting them over the possession. Finally, my best bet of the night, as Matt mentioned, you know, number 23 in the country. You're getting plus 3.5 against an unranked team who's on the bubble. They need this win. But man, you guys know me if you watch this show. When everybody is talking a lot of crap about a team, I usually love backing that team. Nobody likes Kansas right now, so this is when you bet them, when you get them at plus 3.5 against BYU. We'll take the Jayhawks plus the points. Also worth another money line sprinkle as well. Thanks again to Isaac Shade, Matt Horner for joining us today on the show. Chase Kitty will join us tomorrow. We'll see you guys then. Have a great rest of your day.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.